Welcome back. Finishing out the Keith Nether Reinsurance Halftime Show here at Rupp Arena. On the floor, watching the Shelby County Rockets. They're up 23-15 over Lincoln County.
Still not good enough, though.
No,
continue. I tell you, with this team, you know, it's just like we've been talking. We don't want to see the Rockets back off at all whatsoever. Just keep doing what they've been doing, especially with their defense and moving the ball around and getting the good looks on the inside.
Well, a 20-point lead is not safe against a good three-point shooting team.
No, not at all.
You know, so you're just never out of it if you can shoot the three. Shelby County is going to get possession here to begin the third period. They're moving now to the left side of your dial. Sanford has it on the left side. Lincoln County back to the man-to-man. Thomason right side gets it down on the Brock. Domenech back up top. Matthews has it top of the key. And I can tell you already, Lincoln County has stepped up their intensity on this defensive end. Thomason drives down baseline, gets it inside Domenech, and he puts it up and in over Sperlin. Cody's doing a great job of sealing Sperlin off with his footwork. He'll pin him on one side and then spin to the other side. Quickly at the other end, good look inside from Keaton. Found Ryan Young breaking down the middle, got down on the left block. Put the shot up. It did not fall, but he's going to go to the line.
That's right. He was fouled from behind by Cash Tomlinson. That's going to be Cash's first, team first. That's going to send Young to the line. Young shooting 69.5% from the free throw line. Tonight has 8 points. This is Lincoln County's first attempt there at the line. He drains the first one. Nothing but net there. And for those of you who have given up the UK game to listen, with 10 minutes to go in the first, Marquette is up 16-10. Second shot up and good for Young.
Normally almost a 70% free throw shooter, and they pick up full court pressure. Matthews, Thomas, and they get it to Minnis. Minnis gets it down on the right block to Sanford. He put it up, no good. And a lot of contact on the shot and on the rebound. Sheehan went up to the rebound and quickly went to the floor. It's going to be on Ralston.
Okay, I didn't hear what they were saying. The foul's going to be on the floor, so Shelby County's going to take it out.
Matthews inbounds the ball underneath his goal left side. They get it inside to Minnis. Kicks it out. Thomason, top of the key.
Oh! Cash Thomason.
That is huge. 28-17 off the three-pointer by the young sophomore. 7 minutes to play here, third period. Young brings the ball into the front court for Lincoln County. Gets it to Sperlin. Right side, drives in. Kicks it to the corner. And I believe that was Trevor Eddington, made the three-pointer for Lincoln County.
First points of the game.
28-20. Matthews has it backcourt, working it up the floor with Thomason. Thomason brings it front court, gets it back to Matthews. Inside to Minnis. Minnis was at the free throw line, tried to pass it down to Sanford on the right block. Ball was knocked out of bounds. They did not see the...
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't
that
see
was
the
horrible.
Deflection.
Yeah.
The ball was deflected out of bounds by Lincoln County, but I don't think any of the referees saw it, and they gave the ball to Lincoln County. 28-20, 6:26 to play here, third period. Ralston gets the ball to Sperlin. He tries to drive in the lane, put up the shot, and he's going to be fouled, I think, by...
Sheehan, I believe.
Sheehan. He came in from behind. We'll see what they call it.
Let's see. Yep. They're going to call Fallon Sheehan. That's his first, team second.
Sperling will go to the line, shoot two with 6:19 to play.
Sperling is a 68.3% shooter from the free throw line. First shot is up, in and out, no good.
Go ahead. Sperling only averages 15 points on the year, and he's their big rebounder inside, averaging 9 rebounds a game.
And he is usually close to 70% of the free throw shooting, but misses that first one. He sets himself for the second. He only has 2 points so far today. And rolls off. No good.
Johnson comes up with a rebound. He's quickly pressured. Throws the ball away. It looked like Young picked it up, drove inside, and he was fouled. So there you go. Donovan did. He got the rebound and just turned to flip it. Did not realize Lincoln County was still there. And he cut off the passing lane.
And Cash Tomlinson fouls him, so that's going to give him a chance for a three-point play. The score is 28-22. The lead cut quickly to 6. Shots up and in.
Excuse me, that wasn't Young. It was Keaton. Three-point play. 28-23 now. Tomlinson gets it to Johnson. Backcourt back to Tomlinson. Quickly double team. Gets it up front to Sanford. Sanford gets it to Johnson. Nice pass down low to Cody Minnis.
Up and in.
Waiting for it on the left block. Good pounce pass by Donovan Johnson, so he makes up for it right there. and gets a nice assist in there to Minnis. Cody's having a big game.
Yes, he is.
Nice pass by Young to get it down low to Keaton. Keaton put it up, and Alex Matthews sent it flying. Stanford comes down with a loose ball. Gets it to Thomason. Thomason, top of the key, tried to feed Matthews. Young stepped in and took it away. Quickly got it back down to the other end to Keaton, and he puts it up and in for the layup. So two turnovers here converted on 4 points, or 5 points. Matthews has it, gets it back to Thomason, spots up left side, three-pointer.
Boom!
Cash Thomason, a second three-pointer for him. Puts the lead back up 33-25. Young will walk the ball up for Lincoln County with 5 minutes to play. Brings it front court. Shelby County stays man-to-man. Moves right side. Kicks it over to Keaton. Left side. Pots up for the three. No good. And looks like Minnis came down with the rebound. He's pressured by Sperling. Gets it off to Tomlinson. Cash brings it front court.
33-25.
Left to Johnson. Johnson has it, kicks it down to Matthews. Matthews looks inside, gets it in. Nice feed into Cody Minnis. Sperling just cannot, he just doesn't. And that's, we're going to have a timeout, a full timeout by Lincoln County with 4:40 to play. Shelby County up by 10, 35-25 on Rocket Sports Radio.
WXLN programming is underwritten by SJB Sports Legends, a local family-owned sporting goods store that can handle all of your athletic needs from uniforms, athletic shoes, varsity jackets, and custom embroidery. They also offer screen printing and all the school apparel you're looking for. Located in downtown Shelbyville at 42 Main Street, you can give them a call today at 647-3500. SJB Sports Legends, where your team is our team.
WXLN programming is underwritten by Max Care Urgent Treatment Center. Max Care Urgent Treatment Center, located at 101 Stonecrest Road in Shelbyville, is the region's premier occupational medicine provider. Max Care works closely with business and industry to create customized medical solutions, including vision screening, breath alcohol testing, drug testing, pre-employment, company and insurance physicals, medical review officer services, and immediate need work-related injuries. If your business is ready to proactively manage its medical needs, call Max Care Urgent Treatment Center today at 633-2233.
4 minutes and 40 seconds remain here in the third period at Rupp Arena. Shelby County in their first round action with their largest lead of the ball game, 10 points over the Lincoln County Patriots. And after that last little shot, so far they just have not been able to find an answer for the interior presence of Cody Minnis.
Cody's just right there. And if you're listening to us and not watching the UK game, the score is 17-12 with 7:20 to go. Marquette still has the lead by 5.
Minnis is just having his way with Sperling down on the paint. He just seals him off one side or the other. And just gets the ball in and gets it. Lincoln County now with the ball. Young brings it front court. Gets it to Eddington. Left side. Sanford's on him. Up high to Keaton. Ralston back to Keaton. Switch there on the double team. They get it down low. Eddington back up to Keaton. Drives in the middle. Puts up a layup and no good. Minnis comes down with a rebound. Good look there by Keaton, but it didn't fall. Minnis has it at the other end to Johnson. Matthews spots up left corner. Drives into the baseline. And the ball's taken away by Keaton. Matthews gets it back. Sanford has it top of the key. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. Sanford, right side. Keaton comes out on him, drives in, spots up the elbow, puts up a jumper, no good. Johnson comes flying in. I can't believe he didn't get a foul on him. Young comes down with a loose ball, drives down the lane, kicks it down low to Sperling. He does a reverse layup and puts it up and in. 35-27 with 3:39 to play. Minnis gets it to Johnson.
There is a lot of
Johnson. Floppy pass. Tried to get it to Matthews in the front court, and Sperling stepped in the passing lane and picked it off. Young brings it front court. Shelby County stays man-to-man. They've had success with it. Young has it. He's going to create off the screen. Drives left side. Dishes down low to Sperling. Pump fake. Gets Minnis in the air and gets the ball up and over him. Four straight points rattled off now by Lincoln County. Pulls them within six, 35-29. Pressure in the backcourt. Beckley. Johnson gets it across to Minnis. He has it top of the key. Going to drive down left side, put it up and in. Cody Minnis having a big night.
17 points.
And once again, no one stepped in the lane, so he took full advantage of it.
Saw it was open, so he just went on in.
Now they drop in. Looks like Shelby County's going to drop into a 2-3 zone, 3-2 zone. Johnson at the point of it. They get it down to Keaton in the corner. Spots up for a three. Loose ball. Sanford comes up with it. Lincoln County has struggled from the three-point line today.
Yes,
but, you know,
have.
When you come into an arena like this, a three-point shooting perimeter team,
you have a hard
if
time.
You're not looking with it, it's hard to make that adjustment.
Yeah.
Sanford has it, top of the key. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. Matthews gets it to Johnson. Johnson, left side, spots up for the three. No good. Ryan Young comes down with the rebound. Tried a little inside-out game with Minnis. Minnis got it on the block, kicked it back out. Young drives down the lane, puts up a runner. No good. Matthews cut his line off. And Alex comes down with a rebound. He's going to push it up. They got numbers. Johnson drives left side, puts it up. No good. Minnis comes up with a loose ball and plays it up and in. Great effort there by Tim Sanford to keep that ball alive.
Pushed
he couldn't get to
Cody.
The rebound, but he tipped it to Cody.
Great move.
And
great
Cody
move.
Put it up and in.
Shelby County leads now 10, 39-29. 1:40 to go.
Eddington has the ball, left side, back to Young.
In a third.
Shelby County stays in the zone, drives baseline. That's for Keaton. Spots Young. He puts up a three, and it's blocked by Johnson. Minnis comes down with the board. Beckley, right side, drives in behind the back, lays it up.
Oh!
Nice work by Beckley.
Awesome.
And we've got a timeout on the floor. 41-29, 1:20 to play. And Shelby County is looking great in the transition.
Beautiful.
Full timeout. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio on 93.3 WXLN.
Power 93.3 WXLN programming is underwritten by Mortensen Family Dental. Mortensen Family Dental makes great dental care convenient for everyone. The Shelbyville Mortensen location is proud of our Shelby County boys basketball team. Doctors Joe Koval and Jessica Eugenio offer a full range of services for the whole family at 130 Stonecrest Road, Suite 101. Call 633-1584 for an appointment. Mortensen Family Dental, because everyone deserves a healthy smile.
WXLN programming is underwritten by Mailbox Etc.
Hey, Chris, do you know where I can get color copies in Shelbyville?
Mailbox Etc.
Where are they?
Village Plaza Shopping Center, right between Radio Shack and the Smoke Shop.
Do you know where I can get a box to send my mom this vase for her birthday?
Mailbox Etc. has these, too.
Mailboxes Etc., Village Plaza Shopping Center, your one-stop shopping for business solutions in Shelby County.
41-29 here with 1:20 remaining in the third period. Lincoln County had to call a timeout to stop the bleeding. Tony, you sat there after that last timeout they called. What did you hear from Shelby County's bench?
Of course, Shelby County was getting a little displeased defensively. Mike wanted to call the timeout, talk to his troops. He wanted to stop the dribble penetration by Lincoln County. And if you notice, on the weak side, Matthews pulls over, stops the dribble penetration, gets a position to get the rebound. Nice timeout, use of a timeout for Mike Clark.
Young brings it front court. Shelby County stays in that 1-2-2 or 3-2 zone. Keaton has the ball left side, gets it up high to Eddington. Swings it back to Keaton. They look down low to Sperling. He's double-teamed, gets it out to Young, who quickly gets it to the corner to Rothson. Good passing there by Lincoln County. Rothson was open in the corner off the reversal of that ball. 41-32 with 48 seconds remain. Matthews brings it front court. Young's on him. Gets it to Beckley. High right side. Beckley swings it over. Crossover dribble. Drives down the lane. Lays it up. No good. Eddington comes down with the rebound. Beckley sweeps in and steals it away. Beat. Picks up the loose ball and gets it back to Beckley.
Good job. A nice.
Beckley's double teamed, and we got a quick timeout here on the floor. 30 seconds. 27.3 seconds, 41-32. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio.
Power 93.3 WXLN programming is underwritten by Doug's Tire Center, located at 78 North 7th Street in Shelbyville. Doug's Tire Center can provide you with Cooper tires for your auto, truck, farm, industrial, and even farm and road service. Call Doug Taylor today at 633-9973. Thank you, Doug's Tire Center, for underwriting Power 93.3 WXLN Shelby County Rocket Sports.
41-32, Shelby County up over the Lincoln County Patriots with 27.3 seconds remaining. Beckley got a quick steal on the defensive end, got the ball back. He was double-teamed, so he called the timeout. Now Matthews inbounds it right at midcourt, gets it into Johnson. Johnson's driving down the left side, drives right into Keaton, who picks the ball off. Keaton penetrates, gets in the lane, and Beckley's going to foul him from behind trying to steal the ball. Fouls on the floor, 15 seconds remaining.
Yep.
Here in the third period.
That's going to be Boomer's first, team fourth. and it happens with 15.6 seconds to go here.
We've got another timeout here on the floor. We'll keep it here. We'll see what the – we got a full timeout. So we'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio 93.3. Shelby County up 41-32. 15.6 seconds remain here, third period.
WXLN programming is underwritten by Family Financial Services Incorporated. Family Financial Services Incorporated, located at 30 Stonecrest Court in Shelbyville, Kentucky, and located next to RE/MAX Realty, is here to help you with your money needs. Just call 633-2320 and ask for Rick or Debbie for fast and friendly service. That's Family Financial Services Incorporated, loans for any reason.
Stonecrest Family Medicine, located in 101 Stonecrest Road, Suite 3, Shelbyville, proudly supports Rocket Basketball on WXLN. They offer state-of-the-art facilities, major insurance is accepted, minimal waiting, childhood immunization, sports physicals, and pre-employment physicals. Check out their website at www.stonecrestmed.com. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5. Stonecrest Family Medicine, call them at 633-5565, and they proudly support WXLN programming.
15.6 seconds remain here in the third period. Shelby County up 41-32. 15.6 seconds remain. Young will inbounds it underneath his goal right side. Shelby County's going to set up in a 2-3 zone. Looks inside, gets it out high to Edington. Young comes out and gets the ball. 11 seconds on the clock. Shelby County 2-3 zone. Moves. Young moves left side, kicks it down to Ralston, who tries to drive in and put up a little banker. Almost lost the ball, and as he gathered it back in, just tossed it up to the rim, and it banked in. So they get 2 points on that shot right at the end of the third period. Shelby County leads 41-34. That's the end of the third period on WXLN 93.3.